as long as you understand that there's a higher power that's guiding you, that's protecting you, that's trying to help you, you will be okay.
This is the Emerence Podcast, where we empower you to choose yourself, because there's no other human being that's more important in this world than you. This might sound selfish, but it's not. If you believe that choosing yourself is selfish, then I want you to know that self first isn't selfish, and I will tell you why.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Emerence Podcast. I'm your host, Emerence Victoria Odendala, and today, as usual, I am grateful for another day, for another opportunity to be here and to talk to you. And this podcast episode is actually the 70th podcast episode. That's crazy, right? Like, I think for me, the journey to be who I am today has led me to, you know, have this podcast episode, just because I really wanted to grow with people. The purpose of having this podcast, of having a blog in the first place, my website doesn't have any ads. I barely get any money from doing this, which I'm trying, of course. I think it's because I have a full-time job. Sometimes I'm like, you know, it's not really an emergency, but I think I should get there. So I'm trying. I did get some money by coaching other people. And I also am available to coach, but my priority right now is really to help others with their self-love. I feel like that's something that I've struggled to, just find someone that could understand me, that could like understand where I'm coming from, the struggles that I'm going through. And because this is episode 70 and I love the number 7, I think number 7 is really meaningful for me. It's like kind of my lucky number. I mean, I'm born on the 7th of June, June 7th. And I feel like this is a special episode to reintroduce myself. And so that you understand why I do what I do. All right. So as you know, I do have a full-time job. I'm not going to tell you where I work. That is my personal life. But I do coach, I do speak at events, and I also have this podcast, right? The reason why I'm here is because I want people to understand that they can really do anything they set their mind to, as long as they put themselves first, as long as they take care of themselves. And that means taking care of every aspect of your life, especially when it comes to your financial health, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical health. And I'm not saying like you have to be great at all that, because life is busy enough, right? I'm just saying that you have to make sure that you maintain those in like a good state, so that you don't go crazy. I mean, I go crazy a lot. I've gone through high and lows since I was 12 years old, and God has kept me alive, even though when I was 12 years old, I did not want to be kept alive. You know, things happen for a reason, and I always will be grateful for that. God has always been a part of my life. Anything that I do, really, I give it back to God. Like, I'm grateful, and I'm also like really aware of the things that God have done in my life. One thing, like if you've ever gone through your wild 20s, like early 20s, you've been wild, you go out and stuff. The amount of news that I hear that people have been abducted and things like that, for me, I will never relate, because by the grace of God, He has protected me every step of the way. Because if I tell you that I've gone on trips over in another city with friends, with random strangers, and that's the things that I love the most, is just meeting new people. I was not shy about that. I wanted to meet new people. I was crazy like that and wild, you know? I was a fake extrovert. For a long time, I wanted to be, you know, around people. And I feel like it's because in high school and elementary school, I wasn't really outside. I didn't have any activities outside of, you know, going to school. Literally, my life was I go to school. Well, I wake up, go to school, go home, do my homework, sleep. Wake up, go to school, go home, do my homework, sleep. I didn't have any like activities outside of that school hour. And I usually, you know, spent my time in my room. I was very closed off. I don't know if that makes sense, like introverted when I was a child. And this is coming out again, like right now, I am going back to that. And the reason why I'm saying that is because in my, when as soon as I hit 18, 19, 20, 21, and I think the peak was 22, or I think that's when I started this. I think what happened was I wanted to please people. I wanted to also be part of something. I wanted to be part of a group. I wanted to be included in things. And I had a bunch of things. I had one boyfriend that was a DJ. And, you know, when you have that, you go party because the entry is free. And plus, you know, if you're a girl, entrants are usually free to the club. So I was always out there. And so when I look back, even when I was there, looking back, I was like, you know, I would never fail to say that God has protected me throughout my life because of the things that I've done, right? As someone who does not really know, wasn't taught a lot of things, especially, you know, about men, relationships. I grew up really toxic because I grew up hating men all my life. Like, it's because in today's world, like when you're growing, I have a big family and you're seeing things, it makes you feel a certain way. It makes you hate people. And the people that I hated the most were men. And I just played with them. I was a big player. I had my moments. And I also had my moments where I said the N-word ain't shit. Okay. And for a long time, for about a year or so, I used to just repeat that. Like, it was just an anthem, you know? And then I also repeated stuff like, I don't have friends and hate women, or friendship with women is difficult because, you know, I had a lot of male friends, but little, you know, female friends. And till this day, I think it's something that is, you know, in the back of my head, but that has improved too, right? And that's called growth. But I didn't do that alone. I didn't do that alone at all, because once I graduated university, the thing that made me realize that I was living life the wrong way was when I realized that I did not know anything about money. So what happened was when I was in near the end of my university years, my fourth year, I received a letter from the student loans department telling me that I was not going to get any student loans anymore because I lied about my income. But I didn't lie. I was just, you know, going crazy outside. I was working one summer and I made a lot of money. And the CRA saw that. And the CRA is the Canadian Revenue Agency. So the CRA told the student loans department about my income, and the student loans department decided to cut off my student loan for the next 5 years. And I was really near the end of my university years, so I realized that I really did not know anything. So I found myself working two jobs, going to school full time. I literally was working part time in a store and working part time teaching English early in the morning to like Chinese kids online, right? And that really made me so mad because I had a lot on my plate and I did not want to disappoint my parents. And that's another thing, right? Like, the pleasing, people pleasing is still there. When you're doing things that's not for you but for someone else, that is people pleasing. All my life, I've led my life that way. Like, whenever someone needed me, I would stop studying and be on the phone. And I guess now that's why I'm rarely on the phone and things like that. Because just my experience has traumatized me, right? So I just stopped doing certain things as I'm growing, as I'm putting myself first in my life. I realized that it's important. And I cannot be here and tell you that I did this all by myself. It is important to recognize that there is a higher power, whether you call it the universe, God, Jehovah, Yahweh. As long as you understand that there's a higher power that's guiding you, that's protecting you, that's trying to help you, you will be okay. Now, what made me change to this woman that I am today is really like this book. This book found itself in my hand when I read the book. It was an ebook. I still have it on Amazon. I forgot the name of it, but the Amazon app for books. And I read that when I was going through my challenges. So when I received a student loans letter, I went through depression, of course. I was working kind of full-time because I had 2 part-time jobs and going to school full-time. And during the summer, I got a job that kind of made me pay off my tuition and all that. And then I graduated in November 2018. But between me graduating and working full-time and going to school full-time, I went through different churches, right? I grew up Christian. Right now, I don't consider myself to have like a religion. I'm not part of a religion, but I'm a believer. I believe that there's a God. Like, I cannot deny it, right? Everything that I do, when I manifest, I know who I'm praying for and who I'm asking these things to. So basically, I went through different churches and I let pastors speak things into my life. And some of them were not cute at all. They were just, some said things like, I'm going to get in an accident and this and that. I have to pray for you and stuff. And I just realized that was so exhausting because I'm coming to you to learn about, you know, the word of God and understand God better. And I'm being told that I might get in an accident and things like that by this prophet. And it did not sit well with me. And I think that was the last time that I went to that church. And then after that, I realized that, you know, I just have to pray. The God and me, my spiritual health really depends on my relationship with God. I have to cherish that. I have to pray to him. I have to have connection, right? And most of the time, I am blessed to be a woman. I feel like us women, we have this really good intuition that never fails. Like my mom, shout out to her, she just never fails with her intuition. But what happened was my intuition was just telling me to glorify God. So I went into, like, I did a gospel playlist on Spotify, and it was on repeat. Sometimes I would cry. Sometimes I would just tell God, like, just, you know, use me for something. And from there, I went to this new job full-time during the summer, and I was studying part-time so that I can finish, you know, have all my credits so I can graduate. And I met this woman. She was, I think, in her 60s, and she's been working there. It was a call center. She's been working there for 10 years, and that call center is not a place that you would stay for 10 years, because if you know call centers, especially the ones that speak to all the nation in one country, sometimes you will get US people callers, like, for questions and stuff. It's kind of hell. You will be under stress and overwhelmed pretty much every day. It is a lot. And for her to be there for 10 years, I was like, oh, no way. So being in that job kind of made me understand that I should not rely on the government for my own happiness. I should not work until, you know, 60 or things like that. My perspective of life had changed. And while I was working, I realized that I could read books, right? So that's when I started reading this. The first book that I started reading was Think and Grow Rich. And this is the second book. So this one with A New Earth, Awakening Your Life's Purpose. I was really curious about what is my life purpose? Like, if I don't want to retire at 65, like I want to retire early, or like I don't even believe in retirement. I believe that, you know, we are born on earth to have, we have one mission and you fulfill it, and then, you know, death comes and, you know, the rest. So basically that's what I believe in. I believe that for me, when you are in your 70s, you know, the retirement age, it's when you should be teaching the next generation or the younger people how, you know, to live life. And that's why there's many life coaches that are older, because they have more experiences and they're trying to share their life, right? And I always see this, like, I've read many things, okay? This book is just the start, like the tip of the iceberg. My spiritual journey went from this to learning about the ancient Egypt and how they lived, and, you know, the evolution of civilization and all that, and just the importance of that also. Like, for me, you cannot go forward if you don't know where you came from, right? And for me, it's more than just knowing who your ancestors are. It's more about knowing about your history, your race history, the whole human being, actually. So my journey, my spiritual journey, brought me to the ancient Egypt, and one of them, one of their teaching is, in life you have to plant a tree. And for them, planting a tree is like, you have to write a book, basically. You have to leave something, because books always stay, right? And that really spoke to me, because I'm like, you know, even if I'm not 70, I can call myself a self-empowerment coach. I can call myself a life coach, because I have been that friend, right? That's been putting everyone else first, giving them advice, helping them with their dating journey, helping them, like guiding them, giving them advice when they needed, being there for them, praying over them. For me, I really thought that, you know, God brought me here to help others. And the only way that I can do it is to grow with you guys. The reason why I have this podcast is for me to share my experiences, the things that I've done, in order for me to remove myself from being a people pleaser to actually being who I am, this confident woman, and, you know, showing my beauty in a different light, and not just, you know, going out clubbing, drinking, and then Monday you're back to work dreading it. I went from hating Mondays to loving Mondays. That's why my podcast episode comes out on Mondays. I went from sleeping until 8 or until 12 p.m. in the weekend, like 8 on the weekday, because, you know, you work, but 12 p.m. on the weekend. But now, when I went through my transition, I started to wake up at 4. And I just start, like, little changes like this in my habit made me really, really sane. Because, again, I did not want to be in this world. Really, my depression is still there. You know, I am maintaining it. Like I said, the five health really helps me. And I hope it helps someone else. That's why I'm sharing. And God has been speaking to me through my intuition, and I will always follow it. And it's never wrong, right? Maybe I'll have a special episode just to talk about intuitions, but your intuition is never wrong. Your intuition, just like your consciousness, how you know that this is, you know, a phone, or this is a book, or this is a cliff and you're not supposed to jump, or when you're like drowning, your body's pulling you up. All of these mechanisms that God has created us with, given us, actually, is there to protect us. So your intuition is there to protect you. Your intuition is for you. This world is created for you. Unfortunately, other people's consciousness are, you know, intervening with each other, and we have all these laws and things like that, and you're not completely free, but you are still in control of your life. You can control your life. You can literally move mountains if you believe that you can move mountains. That's how deep it is. That's how God wants you to live this world, is to make the impossible possible. And for me, I want people to grow with me. When you're on social media, one thing that you see is the good thing, right? The highlights of people's life. For me, I really wanted to show people that even if you're not there, this is how you can be there. And I am going to hold your hands. We're going to do this together. And my podcast is going to help you, basically. I just wanted to have that one person that can relate, one person that can like kind of understand and wants help, understand that I am there to help you. And yeah, so my path with God, really, this Eckhart Tolle book, A New Earth, again, here it is. It helped me understand the ego. It helped me understand that life is way more than being part of a religion, being part of a community, being part of calling yourself, you know, a type of race and being proud, loud and proud. It's more than that. Life is more than just calling yourself a boyfriend or girlfriend, calling yourself your name, saying the I or mine and all of that. It kind of helps you disconnect with that and kind of understand your life's purpose, kind of understand the reason why you were created. So this book is actually not for everyone. When I started this podcast episode, I did not know where I was going, but to reintroduce myself, my name is Emerence Victoria Odendala. I created this podcast to help you with your self-love journey. I want you to be your best self. I want you to manifest the life that you want to manifest just by putting yourself first and being fearless, you know, being fearless and not doubting yourself all the time. Being able to control your emotions, have emotional intelligence, being able to bounce back, build that resilience, because you know that the power that's within you is bigger than the issue that you're facing. And for me, it's really important because I experience that. And I experience that every day. And every day God shows me that, you know, even though it's hard, because it is, when you choose this path, right, this path of I'm going to build my own empire, I'm going to grow by myself, or I'm going to reach heights that people in my family haven't reached, it's not easy, right? When you're saying that you don't want to retire and you want to live your life until, you know, you fulfill your life's purpose, and you don't want to be relying on the government for your retirement and things like that, you want to have your own money, it's not easy, right? It's not. It's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. And I really hope that you understand that. And for me, although I named the five health, which is the, you know, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial health, I might missed one. But I also believe that relationships are important. Although, you know, when you're growing, you will outgrow other people. Know that you will meet new people, and there are going to be people that are going to help you, and there are going to be people that are just going to be there for a season to teach you a lesson. And you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with experiencing. You're a human being. I always say that I'm a spirit living a human experience, right? That's what it is. You are exploring. You're still a child exploring this world. You're still a child understanding and trying to figure out stuff. So don't be scared or don't be sad because you haven't figured out life yet. You haven't tapped into what you should actually be doing. I'm still trying to figure this out. Like, I am still literally trying to do everything within my power, right? I have a full-time job. I'm doing this on the side, and I love what I do. I love my full-time job too. It's just amazing because I've literally spoke things into existence. And I'm going to have another podcast episode, maybe next podcast episode, we're going to talk about how to manifest with just being grateful, because I have a powerful examples in my life, and it's super easy, and I'm going to share it with you. All right. So this is going to be the last time that I'm going to invite you to come and join me at this beta coaching program I'm having to help you get in healthy relationships. If you've been struggling to, you know, go out there and date and you need assistance, I'm here to help you. This is completely free. I want to have this as a case study so I better understand what other people are facing while they're dating. I know what I faced, right? And I know that my situation, my experiences is not a shoe that fits everyone, basically. So I know that some people have different experiences and different things going on. So I completely understand and I want to study that. So with this beta coaching program, that's what's going to help me do. And from there, I will see if there's going to be another one. But right now, I just need 3 more people, I believe, and I cannot wait to see you there. All right, the link is going to be in the description below. And always remember that self first isn't selfish. Bye bye.